It is his main focus. Written on his home, body, and constantly on his mind. The driving force in his life.
I wouldn't trade it for the world. Just learning from my dad, you know. He's telling us family comes first, and you know, he just led by example, and you know, I want to, you know, be the same guy as my dad, raising these beautiful kids of mine and my wife's, and you know, I just want what's best for them, and you know, everything that I didn't have, I want them to have. It's just such a, you know, great blessing to, you know, have.
He's a Vikings running back. But Matt Asiata has an even more important role at home, being a father.
That means a lot. You know, the protector, they're just overall, they're a superhero. You know, I want them to, you know, see me as a, you know, a hard worker and, you know, someone that can provide for, you know, my wife and, you know, for my kids and, you know, lead by example just like my dad.
Seeing the joy he puts on four smiling faces each day is all Asiata needs. The enjoyment of fatherhood and setting an example for his children is something he saw firsthand at a young age from his biggest role models.
It was a good life growing up, just seeing my, you know, my parents work, you know, their butts off to get where we're at now. You know, my dad just, he's always that guy that wants to do stuff for his family. You know, his family comes first.
Learning the importance of hard work, dedication, and a never-give-up attitude came in handy for Matt after his NFL career took a slow start. Even after a standout career at the University of Utah, the interest from NFL teams was minimal. He was set to join the United Football League before the Vikings called in September 2011, but he bounced from practice squad to being released until firming up a roster spot in 2012.
You know, after the first season when I got released, you know, I kind of sat back and thought to myself, if this is it, you know, I didn't want to give up. Give up is not in our dictionary, in our vocabulary. My dad said, never quit, you know, just wherever you go and whatever you do, just be the best. And you know, I took that into consideration and just ran with it. I didn't want to stop. And I worked. When I got released, I worked. And then trained until I got the call back again from, you know, the Vikings.
He had a stable spot on the roster in 2013. And with three beautiful kids, things were going perfect for Matt Asiata. Until his life was turned upside down.
I was just calling him just to see, you know, what time the flight was coming in. And I just heard screaming in the background. I knew what it was. I didn't want to believe it because I know my, you know, every child knows their moms cry. And I just heard my mom crying and you know, I tried to call my dad's phone. No pickup, nothing. Still didn't want to believe it. So I got a hold of my mom. My mom told me and just, well, she couldn't even talk.
Peter Asiata, the man who taught Matt to be the father he is today, was tragically taken in a car accident while driving a charter bus in Utah. It was the hardest thing for the strong family to overcome.
It didn't hit me until, you know, I got up to his face and I just started busting out crying. I was hurt. And see, I didn't want to give up. I just wanted to, you know, take his legacy and keep going and, you know, raise my kids like he raised us, you know, just family first and show respect to others and, you know, your elders and go to church.
Through the good times and the bad, the one constant in Matt Asiata's life has been his family. And while he'll never be able to bring his father back, he takes pride in knowing the values that were instilled in him are alive each and every day of his life.
You know, you just hear his voice, you hear his laugh, you know, and just coming home, watching these kids grow up, just it pushes me that much harder into, you know, go out there and just take every snap like it's your last. You never know you know, you never know what's going to happen. It can just, you know, been taken away just like that. So I go out there and, you know, just play my butt off like it's my last, like it's a game outside of practice. You know, just work hard.